for our business sponsors, just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here each and every day. If you've been inspired, encouraged, educated, or challenged by the broadcast, I encourage you, call others, email, text others to get them to join in the discussion each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that is very broad. We're going to narrow it down to two or three serious points. A demonic delusion still prevails. Demonic delusion still prevailing. What am I talking about? We have things that we see taking place today. I call it the onion being unpeeled. And in just about every facet, just about every aspect of the Obama and Biden administration is now coming to fruition to show that we have been deceived, lied to, and maltreated, especially Christians, conservatives, and patriots in America. And that delusion, that demonic delusion, still prevails today. Ladies and gentlemen, America, I believe, suffered the loss of millions of lives and the sterilization, the paralyzation, and the mutilation of physical bodies in America because of the lies of Dr. Fauci and his voodoo science. Almost every physician adhered to the CDC protocol, pushing COVID vaccs, pushing the mask lie, pushing the six-foot separation, ladies and gentlemen, insisting that either we obey voodoo science, my terms, not theirs, or die. But now the CDC and the FDA and the NIH, under the guidance of Robert Kennedy, tells us that the COVID vaccinations did not work. The CDC protocol pushing the bad drug remdesivir, the ventilators, were deadly. But now, ladies and gentlemen, the American Association of Pediatrics are refusing to adhere to the CDC and the FDA guidelines. We're going to talk about that today as one of the major focuses of this broadcast. What do you do, moms and dads? What do you do, parents, when your pediatrician tells you that that six-month-old baby must get a COVID vaccination or it may die? What do you do, parents, moms, and dads, when your pediatrician is willing to ignore CDC, ignore FDA, ignore the proof that we have discovered that all that was said, all that was promulgated, all that was pushed as the protocol for COVID was a lie? So how do you handle that? What should be done? What should be the response? We'll talk about that today. And let me remind you, as we do, we're looking at things through the prism of the Word of God. It's not a matter of what man may say. We need to view it under the light and the guidance of the Word of God. It is the truth book. John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said this: "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. The Bible says, "Thy word is truth." And ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 117 and verse 2 says the truth of the Lord endures forever. That's a pretty good period of time. Forever. But listen, lest we get discouraged, and I do not want to discourage, but encourage us to view things locally, statewide, nationally, internationally, and globally through the prism of the Word of God. And as we do so, we will find the evidence very clear, the major evidence that we can see that we have been so deceived in so many areas that it causes confusion on the part of many. And I think that's simply part and parcel of what 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and following reminds us of. The Apostle Paul, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, says in the last days, perilous times shall come. The word perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, destructive, difficult, deadly. And that's where we are today. So if we know that and we view it through the prism of the Word of God, we can understand better what the secularist George Orwell said in that dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said in part, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's precisely what is taking place today. It is the dilution of truth. It is the bifurcation of truth. And you've heard me say a million times, not literally, but philosophically, a half-truth is a whole lie. And yet we're discovering today, ladies and gentlemen, the truth of what former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said. I'm looking at a headline. DeMint warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. This is what he said in part. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, as we see our churches folding, as we see our churches imploding, as we see our churches reducing in size across America and around the globe, we're witnessing that. And as that takes place, that vacuum is filled with delusion and demonic deceit. And I believe we're seeing that more and more today, especially when, as I'm looking at a headline, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. In fact, in the survey, it points out that 55% of the millennials say that each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one version of truth, and it's truth. A partial truth, a half-truth, is a whole lie, as I've said many, many times. I'm looking at a major headline that is disturbing just on the surface. Let me read you a brief paragraph. Headline says, Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. Now, this is not written from a Christian perspective. It's not written from a biblical perspective, but it's written from a scientific, actual perspective. It said American institutions are suffering from a collapse in the public support. Among the institutions worst affected are government, the press, and education. Further in the article, it says, a significant number of our country's most serious problems have their roots in higher education. And there's no more serious problem than the notion, fashionable in academia today and for decades, that truth is relative or that it is a matter of individual perception or cultural mores, or even that there's no such thing as absolute truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus said this, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day, that as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we stand on truth. We seek it, we listen to it, we learn it, we love it, we're willing to tell the truth, live it, and stand and defend it, even if our lives are dependent upon it. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. On the campus of Tools for Time is a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, just a few more moments and a brief monologue. Then we'll open our telephone lines, invite you to call in. I'd like to hear from moms and dads, grandparents today. I'd like to hear your thoughts and philosophy and feeling about the rejection of the CDC's protocol and FDA recommendations and the NIH recommendations in relationship to the COVID vaccination. And yet the American Academy of Pediatrics breaks with that protocol. Let me read you a headline and a paragraph or two out of the massive article. The American Academy of Pediatrics breaks with the CDC on COVID vaccination recommendations. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends COVID-19 vaccines for infants and young children, diverging from the CDC's shared decision-making approach. Recommendation includes vaccinating children aged 6 to 23 months and high risk 2 to 18 years of age. The American Academy of Pediatrics announced an updated set of vaccine recommendations, which includes COVID-19 shots for infants and younger children. It goes further. It states the related articles in relationship to HHS announces reduction in the mRNA vaccine department programs under the BARDA. Nearly $500 million in contracts were canceled. Let me just clarify that reading. Ladies and gentlemen, the Health and Human Services Department just announced that they're canceling a $500 million contract, and another article talks about a $600 million contract for the development of new, quote, COVID vaccines. And yet we have the mindset with the American Academy of Pediatrics, that is the pediatricians that follow the American Academy of Pediatrics guidelines, that your pediatrician for your grandchild, for your son, your daughter, as you take them in. This article reads further. Conflicting recommendations. Unlike the CDC's recommendations, the AAP's recommendations state that all children ages 6 through 23 months are to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. The AAP's recommendations also state that children ages 2 through 18 years of age should receive at least a single dose of COVID-19 vaccine. Further in the massive article, it says, traditionally, AAP tends to stay aligned with the federal recommendations, yet this time the agency elected to go its own way. Tension between AAP and the federal health leaders slowly built over the past few months with the alteration to the advisory committee on immunization practices being noted as the beginning. As you know, that advisory committee, I believe, was 16, 17, 18 people. Robert Kennedy summarily released them all and put a new set of eyes and ears in the department. This article says the chair of the AAP Committee on Infectious Diseases touched on why AAP's liaison refused to attend the meeting, saying because we view it as illegitimate. They're saying that Robert Kennedy's leadership and his department that he heads up, the Department of Human Health and Human Services, they're now saying that that's an illegitimate department. That because, listen, they didn't say it, I'm saying it. Because it is Robert Kennedy is appointed by President Trump, even though Kennedy has a historic background of being a moderate, to say the least, Democrat, now because he was appointed by President Trump and is making the right decisions on cleaning house with the voodoo science that was spawned and promulgated by Sir Anthony Fauci. As a result of that, now all of a sudden, the Academy of Pediatrics now breaking ranks with the government recommendations under CDC and Health and Human Services protocol. Notice it says, because we view it as illegitimate. What we heard in this meeting was really a false narrative that the current vaccine policies are flawed and that they need fixing. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, without any scientific research themselves, without any true scientific fundamental foundation, now the Academy of Pediatrics are breaking with the CDC and the HHS COVID protocol. They're saying we're going our own way because Robert Kennedy is the head of it. They're out of hand rejecting it. Listen, all research proves that children are not carriers. All of the research on COVID proves, ladies and gentlemen, that children ought not to be vaccinated. Contrary to Sir Anthony Fauci's scream and cry, and it was all over the Marxist media, that children are the carriers, that boys and girls cannot go visit mom and pop, cannot visit grandma and grandpa, that is, because they will cause them to die, that they were the carriers, they were the infectious ones, the little carriers, if you will, that caused others to die. That's been proven absolutely fallacious, false, and absolutely unrealistic. And yet we have now the professional organization that's the umbrella for most, if not all, pediatricians in America. This article states, says, the rising tension has the AAP, that is the American Academy of Pediatrics, urging insurance companies to continue to provide funding for the vaccines for kids. I pray they don't. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. Call that number. Tell me your thoughts. Should parents adhere to the pediatrician? If a parent takes a child into his or her pediatrician and the doctor says, Mom, you know, we've got to give your child the COVID vaccination because, after all, he's in danger of dying if we don't, what should a parent do? How should they respond? I'm reminded, and I'll make this statement and open our telephone lines for your response. I'm reminded not about this incident in the Bible, but a good accounting of a parent's responsibility. It was in Joshua 24:15, where Joshua says, choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. He made a parental decision that was to serve the Lord. So my challenge today to moms and dads that are listening, grandparents that are listening, be careful with following the out-of-hand, off-the-cuff directive by your pediatrician. Now listen, I'm not a physician, but I'm simply telling you that based on abundance of research and based on the latest information that I have, if it were me, I'd say no to the pediatrician's insistence that your child 6 months old or up to 2 years old, and then from 6 years old to 18 years of age, saying now, give them the vaccination. Oh, don't you pay attention to the fact that it has murdered more people than died from COVID? Don't you dare pay attention to the fact that it paralyzes, it sterilizes, and puts that child in a position that for the rest of his or her life, they'll be total dependent upon Big Pharma. Don't you dare consider that as you understand or as you listen to the pediatrician. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. Well, you are always dead on point. And I thank God for our president. Guys inside the Health World Organization that not crazy Joe, put us in. It was demanded that happens. You know, your parents have the right for their children, just like they did with these mutilating these young people's bodies and not even letting the parents know in school, in public schools. And they're dead wrong. and they're going to pay. And I hope, I don't know if Fauci's still living or not.
Fauci's still alive and well. He's in hiding for the most part. He's being investigated now by some of the major committees in the U.S. House of Representatives. And it is my prayer, and I say this publicly, that he will be caught, tried, convicted, and executed for the murder of millions of people. And it was his doing that spawned the demonic lies, the demonic delusion that even prevails today. And many, in fact, I saw somebody the other day, Kenneth, that had a mask on walking down the aisle in one of the grocery stores, had a big old mask on. There's still people that believe that mask will protect them. That mask is going to harm and diminish the oxygen going to their body organs that will diminish their health. And yet they're believing that demonic delusion, that lie. So, Kenneth, my prayer is that people will listen up, examine, and determine what is right for them and not what is demanded by some agency. Listen, all of the doctors, except a few, all of the doctors, except for very, very, very few, during the course of the apex of COVID, was insisting on the vaccination. Those doctors that said the COVID vaccine is murderous, the COVID vaccination will kill you, had their license suspended or had their license taken away from them, and they were made fun of as being conspiracy theorists, et cetera, et cetera. I'm tired of it. I am fed up with the system that will take a lie. And I've got documents in my hands today, time won't allow us to go through it, where Dr. Fauci has been proven to have deceived America and the world, that he knew better, but yet because of what was taking place behind the scenes with M-O-N-E-Y, he continued to spawn that lie. He knew better and did not tell President Trump at the very outset of the Trump administration as Trump 45. So I am concerned, Kenneth, with the demonic delusion that still prevails, and the now the pediatricians being the outlet for carrying out that perversion and that delusion that is going to be harmful and deadly to hundreds of thousands of children in America if we're not very careful.
Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, go ahead.
Can I make this one statement, and I'm getting off? I have seen people in their cars, their windows up, and have a mask on. I'm serious.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
I've seen it too, and you're exactly right. And I've seen it. It is the delusion that is, I call it a demonic delusion that still prevails today.
Sir.
And it was spawned during COVID by the lies from Dr. Fauci and others in his of his ilk that were doing it for the money. So, Kenneth, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe we have Brother Kevin on the line. Go ahead, Kevin, with your question or comment.
Oh, yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you very much for your show. We do have the information on this COVID-19 vaccine. We have the Bible code. We have the patent that shows that they put aborted fetus tissue in there, as you know, as well as the graphene oxide and mRNA biological weapon. We have the Bible code showing that it is an mRNA plague, and that this we have the proof and documentation of this. So, you know, somebody has to be held accountable, and the judgment has to fall on this evil, because it's not right what they've done. They've done it on purpose, and we have the Bible codes and all the proof of it. So,
well, Kevin, let me just touch base with this. Notwithstanding, we don't have to, and I'm not trying to demean you for what you said. We don't have to go back to a code. We've got the documents that prove it. Look at the headline now. Robert RFK Jr. announces HHS, Health and Human Services, will no longer fund the mRNA shot development for flu or for COVID. And it goes on to talk about they found the vaccines have caused more problems than have any assistance to them. As you recall, when they first came out, Fauci was touting the fact that these COVID vaccinations had a 98.2% efficacy. Then later on, a few months later, within the confines of it being proven otherwise, he said an 87% efficacy. Then it was a 56%, and then said, well, maybe 50-50. It was a delusion that was a demonic delusion that was prevailing then,
yes,
and is prevailing today. And now, contrary to that, we have the Academy of Pediatrics, American Academy of pediatrics that's saying, oh, no, 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 we're not going along with the truth. We're going to tell you a lie and tell you your kid's going to die if they don't have the COVID vaccination 6 months and older. It's time that we be informed and take a stand for what is truth. I believe it is an absolute shame to find the American Pediatrics Association or Academy telling pediatricians to encourage and insist that moms and dads have their 6 months old kids vaccinated with that deadly vax called COVID vaccination, and telling them that they need that because if not, they can be infected and they're in a very serious position of being a carrier if they do not have that vaccination. It's a lie.
Yes, sir.
And we need to confront
it. Yes, sir. And Dr. Youngblood, what I wanted to say was the Bible codes show it as a mark of the beast. Now, this is a precursor to the real mark of the beast that they're going to put out, because they did put microchips in this COVID-19 vaccination. They got the MAC ID scans, all the dead bodies in the graves, and this is a precursor to the mark of the beast, which is coming soon.
Well, we know that the rapture is the next thing on the calendar of God. During the 7 years of the tribulation, God's thumos, the white-hot anger, his wrath, will be poured out on a Christ-rejecting, Bible-hating, God-denying society before the Lord Jesus Christ returns. So thank you so much, Kevin, for your calling. God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe we have Dr. Steffall on the telephone. Go ahead with your question or comment, please. Dr. Steffall, are you present? Apparently we lost him. Let's go to the next one. I believe Jimmy's on the line. Jimmy, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, how are you?
Doing good, thank you, thank you.
Doing well, thank you for asking. There's very few independent doctors today. Doctors are typically based in groups that are affiliated with health insurance providers, and they follow the directives and the mandates of the health insurance industry, the lawyers for the litigants and litigation that is brought against them and for them, and the final third controlling factor in this is the pharmaceutical industries. And the money that they bring in. So all three of these groups have competing interests for the funds that come from you and I when we purchase services. There's a lot of middlemen out here in the healthcare industry with their fingers in the pie, and they all want their share. So they... the doctor themselves are very limited on what they can do anymore, and they have to follow these guidelines or they risk being removed from that, you know, like Baptist or you know, whatever that carrier is.
Oh, well, you know, that's exactly what took place during the height and breadth of COVID in the past 4 years, is where doctors either would toe the line and say yes, sir, to the administrative directors of the voodoo science coming out of CDC and the FDA. And if they didn't, then they were cast out and their license canceled or put on suspension and made fun of and demeaned. That took place with thousands of physicians in America that took a stand against the lie. And yet we find now with the American Academy on Pediatricians that's telling the pediatric group, pediatric physicians, that these 6 months old to 23 months old children, kids must be vaccinated or they may die with COVID. And then they're also being told that the child is a carrier and must protect moms and dads and grandpas because if they don't take the vaccination, they will kill moms and dads and grandpas. It is a sad, sad demonic delusion and lie. So, Jim, the thing that we need to do is recognize that and keep praying. I'm looking at another different article. It says, summary vaccines have been a big point of contention for many people. The discourse surrounding the vaccinations has been rampant in the past years. Many people are questioning the validity of vaccines and why they need to have them. This becomes more and more complicated when it involves children. Parents have expressed their concerns and whether their immune system can handle the vaccine. This is why we turned recommendations by health organizations such as the AAP and the CDC. However, their new guidelines on the same are the same now are clashing rather than merging, and it goes on with a major differentiation of that. We need to recognize that, and parents, I believe, need to do their own investigation, their own study, and not depend on what their pediatrician says. That's my opinion. That's my position, and I'm praying that parents will be very knowledgeable of that. Jim, thank you so much for your call today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're pushed to the hard break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back in just a moment. WT